Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Today is not the day for me to get deep into photography and techniques and some things that I loved about my journey. Today, I want to talk about exhaustion. It's been a little while since I've put out something on my YouTube and podcast, and that's because I've been on the road traveling, and there are just months of the year where I just have to concentrate on where I am in the world and I don't get to record. But I'm back, and on my travels, I've had a lot of things that I've wanted to share and wanted to talk about. What I'm going to talk about today, instead of some of the photography that I've been doing, which I am really, really eager to share because there's some beautiful stuff, and especially with that new little 40mm f2 lens that I've been shooting with on my S9, because that's been a heap of fun. Today is not the day for me to get deep into photography and techniques and some things that I loved about my journey and some of the ideas that I've had. I will get onto those. I will dedicate some proper time and walk through some of my favorite moments from my journey in Bhutan and Nepal over the last 6 weeks. Today, I want to talk about exhaustion because that's where I am. That's real. And I like talking about what I really feel. I don't like to have to put on a show or anything like that. I want to talk about just being exhausted. And 2025 has been an exhausting year. It's been a big year full of doing lots of hard things and things that maybe were harder than I would have signed up for if I had known that they were that hard. But that's just the year, 2025, that's where we're at. And there's a benefit to doing the hard things. And I'm hoping that in 2026, I'll be able to share some of the stuff that I've been doing, because a lot of that stuff is still in progress and it's gonna take a while to see through. And I can't share it yet. And sometimes you just have to spend a year doing a whole bunch of really difficult stuff. And then in 2026, some of the good stuff comes out and you get to share it. And so I'm looking forward to 2026 in a strange way. And that's not to say I have a crystal ball and that I know how 2026 is going to go. And I know there is just a lot of heavy stuff happening all over the world and intimately in people's lives. Some of these big global things are really intimately affecting us at the moment. And that's really understandable. And I'm just trying not to think about it. I'm trying to think about the things that make me happy and the people that make me happy and the projects that I think are worthwhile. Because especially with a year like 2025, I think it's important to keep focusing on what you can do and not get caught up in what you can't do or what you didn't do or what you wanted to do or what you felt you should have done. None of that is going to help you move forward. And I've just got to think about the things that I've started and the things that I want to move towards and just keep moving. So the lesson for me today is just to think about that sometimes you just have to get started. You don't always know where it's going to end. You don't know if it's going to take you to the place that you want to get to. And probably most of the time, it's not going to take you to where you think you were going to get to, but it'll take you somewhere. And doing the hard things will take you somewhere. And that's usually better than where you started. It's usually further down the road, even if it's not the road you planned on being on. Because if you don't start that thing, then that thing's not going to happen. That thing won't ever become a thing. And you're probably exhausted. Everyone I know is exhausted, and there's lots of good reasons for that. I think it's important to recognize that it's okay to be exhausted. It's okay to say, not today, not going to do it today, haven't got the energy today. And that doesn't mean you can't do it tomorrow. That doesn't mean you can't make a little bit of progress and just get started on that thing. And I hope you do. I hope if there's an idea of a kernel of something that you want to do, that you want to make, there's something that makes you smile. Because what I enjoy about photography and what I'm seeing on my social media is all the people sharing the things they're making and the things that make them smile. Those are the bits that really bring a spark to my day. So today I really just wanted to drop a note to my subscribers to say hello, let you know I am still out here and there's a bunch of stuff coming really, really soon, and that I'm just starting my process of getting my head back into the videos and the podcast. I do have some really lovely photos to share, and I'll pop a few of them up on this video as well. And I guess that's about it. And I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a good end to the year. Hope there's something that gives you a little bit of hope and something to smile about, because we all need something to smile about. And for me, that's usually the photography. The photography makes me smile. So I hope there's something out there that makes you smile too. Have a great day.